Hallelujah. How's everybody? Blessed and highly favored? Like I said, you're either blessed and highly favored or cursed and miserable. I think a little lower. Thank you, Jesus. There's nothing greater than God's presence. People spend a lot of money on drugs, alcohol, sex, all kinds of stuff, looking for fulfillment. And it's God's presence that they're missing. Because God's presence is full fulfillment. And that's where we came from. Amen? We came from the presence of the Lord. But we've been deceived, lied to. Because the ruler of this earth is Satan's kingdom and the powers of darkness. So we got to constantly combat. The word tells us that we're hard-pressed every single day. Amen? Our battles continuously. Would you turn to book of Philippians 3, please, in verse 1. Hallelujah. Are you refreshed? If you didn't get refreshed, you got refleshed, right? Philippians 3, verse 1. Thank you, Lord. Let's speak it together, please. Philippians 3, verse 1. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. For me to write the same things to you is not tedious, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs. He's not talking about barking dogs, amen? He's talking about demon-possessed individuals. Those are called dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of mutilation. For we are the circumcision who worship God in spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I also might have confidence in the flesh, if anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so. Circumcised the eighth day, stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, concerning the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, these things I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ. And to be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. That I may know him in the power of his resurrection, in the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I've already attained or am already perfected, but I do what? I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have comprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I want to say that again. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Why? Because there's something that he's talking about. He's talking about standing on breakthrough. Everyone say standing on breakthrough. See, we're constantly standing on breakthrough. You're in the starting, you start, you stand, amen, then it's complete. But you're always standing on breakthrough, whether you're in start position, standing position, or complete position. You're always standing on breakthrough, because when one comes and then the other one goes, another one comes. It's constant. But the only way to maintain that is stay aligned with the Word of God. Stay filled with the Spirit. That's why many people never complete breakthrough. They can never complete because they're not consistent. Let's go a little further. Verse 14. I press forward toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us as many as are mature have this mind. And if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us be of the same mind, standing on breakthrough. See, so many people are waiting for breakthrough when they're already standing on it. Now, there again, there's the beginning, the start of one. There's the standing on one. And there's the completion of one. But we're always standing on breakthrough. So you got to stop letting the devil tell you, the powers of darkness telling you, you're waiting for breakthrough. What do you mean? I'm already standing in it. Has everybody got it? You're already standing in it. Go to Hebrews 10. Hebrews chapter 10. Hallelujah. Verse 32. Hebrews 10, verse 32. Is everybody there? Let's speak it together again, please. But recall the former days in which, after you were illuminated, you endured a great struggle with sufferings, partly while you were made a spectacle, both by reproaches and tribulations, and partly while you became companions of those who were so treated. For you have compassion on me in my chains, and have joyfully accepted the plundering of your goods, knowing that you have a better and enduring possession for yourselves in heaven. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. In other words, don't give up. For you have need of what? Endurance, which is associated with consistency. So that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the what? Promise or complete the breakthrough. Everybody got it? Or do what? Complete the breakthrough. Why? So you can go to the next one. It doesn't stop. For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But everyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not those who draw back to perdition, but to those who believe in the saving of the soul. Hallelujah. Everybody okay? Are you getting this? Philippians 2. See, you're standing on the breakthrough. Amen? You're in the breakthrough. Now you just want it completed. That's all it is. But the enemy loves to play with us. Oh, hallelujah. Philippians 2 and verse 12, please. Philippians 2, verse 12. Let's speak it. Therefore, my brother, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but how much more even in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. In other words, you're going to have to work through this breakthrough, don't you? You know that work out means you must cooperate. You can't just pray, Lord, I need a breakthrough, and then that's it. Or maybe write a letter to Santa Claus. He's not going to bring you no breakthrough. Hallelujah. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Do all things without what? Complaining and disputing. Why? Because those will prevent the completion of your breakthrough. That you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. Yes, and if I am being poured out as a drink offering on the sacrifice and service of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you. For the same reason, you also be glad and rejoice with me. working out your breakthrough. In other words, you're working out, what's the word say? As those, praying that those things come, those things that are, even though they might not be. Oh, does everybody understand that? So you're not looking at what isn't, you're looking at what is. Why? Because you're living from the future to the present, not from the past. You're not relying on your breakthrough. You're relying on Christ. You're relying on his promises. You're relying on his covenant. See, the world is waiting for a breakthrough, and they're going to get one. But it's not going to be the way they want. There's so much awakening right now. It's incredible. And the blessed will have a tremendous amount of breakthroughs. Sometimes it's going to be coming from all ends. But the cursed will be run over by our breakthroughs. Proverbs 23. Proverbs 23 and verse 7. Hallelujah. Standing on breakthrough. Let's speak it. Verse 20, Proverbs 23, 7. For as he thinks in his heart, so he is. Does everybody see that? Let's make it real simple. As a man thinks, so he is. Say that with me. As a man thinks, so he is. So where's the battle? In the mind and the thoughts. So the enemy wants to convince you to think a certain way. Because as you think, so you are. Hello. As a man thinks, so he is. As a man thinks, so he is. As a man thinks, so he is. I mean, that needs to be plastered everywhere. So when you got these guys showing up and dressing like girls and these girls dressing up like guys, who told you that? You know what the problem is? People rely on how they feel. Everything is made by how they feel. Most individuals don't have an identity anyways. Remember, the first thing Satan comes to steal is your ID, your identity. People are trying to identify themselves of their abilities, their possessions, who they are, their positions. We don't identify any of that. None of that moves me, and it shouldn't move you or impress you. The only thing that should impress us is the character of Christ in each and every one. Amen. As a person thinks, so he is. As he thinks, so he is. Exodus 17. Exodus 17 and verse 8, please. Exodus 17, verse 8. Man, are you waiting for a breakthrough? No, I'm standing on one, man. I'm waiting for the completion. Everybody understand that? The enemy's been kicking butt on that whole thing so long. Everybody's waiting on a breakthrough. No, you're just waiting on the completion. You're already in the breakthrough. Glory. Exodus 17, verse 8. Is everybody there? Let's speak it. Now, Amalek came and fought with Israel and Rehoboam. And Moses said to Joshua, choose us some men and go out fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses and Aaron and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And so it was when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands became weary. So they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. And Aaron and Ur supported his hands, one on one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. So Joshua defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. Then the Lord said to Moses, write this for a memorial in the book and recount it in the hearing of Joshua, that I will utterly blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. And Moses built an altar and called its name, the Lord is my banner. And he said, because the Lord has sworn, the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. So Moses was standing on breakthrough. Amen. And because of his obedience, others came with him. And what happened? They completed the breakthrough because he had support. Sometimes we need support for the completion of the breakthrough, don't we? Amen. But that's why we got to be consistent. The routine, God builds us a routine so we can always be on. Listen, without doing your routine, you're not standing on breakthrough. You're standing on your own foundation. And your foundation, the worldly foundation, the flesh foundation will not stand. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 1. Second Corinthians chapter 1, verse 23. Standing on breakthrough. Let's speak it together. Verse 23. Moreover, I call God as a what? A witness against my soul, that to spare you, I came no more to Corinth. Not that we have dominion over your faith, but as fellow workers for your joy. For by faith you what? I stand. Does everybody see that? For by faith you stand. Listen, it's going to take faith to maintain the stand in breakthrough. You got to have faith. It's not a guessing game. It's not a flip of a coin. And faith comes by what? Hearing the word of God. So you got to maintain a level of faith to be standing on breakthrough, or the enemy's going to kick you right off. Ephesians chapter 6. When people say they need a miracle, you know what they need? A breakthrough. You know, you think about the woman with the issue of blood. She had gone through her money. She had been poked, drained of her blood. She had problems, man. She was dying. She had nothing left. She heard Jesus was in town, and she knew that she would be healed. By faith. She crawled on her hands and knees through a whole crowd. Amen? And she knew that if she touched, she kept saying to herself, if I could just touch his robe, touch his garment, I'm going to be made whole. See, she was standing on breakthrough the whole time. By faith. Because of what she heard of the testimonies of what Jesus did. That's hearing his word, isn't it? She got faith to go after him, to seek him out. He didn't come looking for her. She came looking for him. And so many people want Jesus to look for them instead of them to look for Jesus. And when she finally got into the crowd. She knew he, she couldn't see him, but she knew that he was in the crowd because all the people were around him. She crawled on her hands and knees, got kicked, beat, stepped on, but she began to see his robe. She was standing on breakthrough, and she knew that it would be completed once she touched his robe, his garments. She touched his garments and totally got healed. And he said, "Who touched me?" Because that level of faith gets God's attention. Amen. It's a level of faith that gets the attention of the Lord. And she got totally healed. And they were going like, "What do you mean, Lord? Everybody's touching you." Yes, but there was one specific touch of faith that was beyond the others. Amen. Ephesians 6:10, please. "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might," not your own. "Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." That you may be able to what? Stand. What do you say? Get dressed with the full armor of God. You know how many believers still don't get dressed with the full armor of God and think that they're going to get blessed? That devil's stealing left and right to them. Standing. "Put on the whole armor of God that you may stand against the trickery, the voice of the devil, the powers of darkness that are manipulating your thoughts, because as a man thinks, so he is." Hallelujah. "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts in wickedness in heavenly places." We're not fighting physical people. We're fighting demonic forces that are influencing people. "Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." Wow. Again, stand. What are we standing? We're standing on breakthrough. We're always standing on breakthrough. If you're aligning yourself up with the Word of God and His promises, you're standing on, if you have the faith to maintain, you're standing on breakthrough. Galatians 5, in verse 1. Glory. Galatians 5, verse 1, let's speak it. "Stand fast, therefore, in the freedom," or liberty, "by which Christ has made us free. And do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Indeed, I, Paul, say to you that if you become circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing. And I testify again to every man who becomes circumcised that he is a debtor to keep the whole law. You have become estranged from Christ. You who attempt to be justified by law, you have fallen from grace." In other words, well, I do this, I do that. Look at how many people come to Jesus. Remember, he says, "In the latter days, man, you'll come to me and say, I cast out devils, I did this for you, I did that for you." And he's going to say, "I don't know you." Why? Because you practice lawlessness. Verse 5, "For we through the Spirit eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love." Faith working through love. Oh, hallelujah. Standing fast in the breakthroughs that brings freedom. See, we're always standing on breakthrough. We're always standing on breakthrough. We're just looking for the completion of it. Sometimes people haven't even started it. Again, there's a beginning, there's a start, there's what we call the standing, and then there's the completion. But we're always standing, because when we finish one, we start another. We live a life of breakthrough. That's what makes us more than conquerors. That's why we're always joyful. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians 3. First Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 6, please. Everybody okay? First Thessalonians 3, verse 6, let's speak it together. But now that Timothy has come to us from you and brought us good news of your faith and love, and that you always have good remembrance of us, greatly desiring to see us as we also to see you. Therefore, brethren, in all of our affliction and distress, we were comforted concerning you by your faith. For now we live, if you stand fast in the Lord. For what thanks can we render to God for you, for all the joy with which we rejoice for your sake before our God, night and day, praying exceedingly that we may see your face and perfect what is lacking in your faith. Stand fast in the Lord and the breakthrough. You know, we're always standing in the Lord. Amen. We stand, in other words, maintain your connection while you're standing on breakthrough. Always maintain connection, no matter what's what, because he's the only way you can stand on there. The enemy's always going to try to knock you off of your stand on breakthrough. That's his job. Romans chapter 8. He's going to try to tempt you. He's going to entice you. He's going to even offer you money. Romans 8:18. It's counterfeit. Unfortunately, we've been using counterfeit money for the last 50 years. Hallelujah. It's like Monopoly money. We've been playing Monopoly in this country for a long time now. The game's over. And the one that made it lost. Let's speak it together. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. If what? If we stand on what? Breakthrough. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. You know, that's what's going to separate us. You can't be moved. You're not emotionally driven. See, the world is emotionally driven. We're not emotionally driven. We're led by the Spirit. That's the difference between compassion. Compassion is something different because we care for those who don't know Jesus. That's called compassion. We pray for those who are sick, those who are in prisons. That's compassion. That they may know Jesus and get rescued. That they may get an opportunity to stand on breakthrough. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's start at verse 20 again. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now. Not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with what? Perseverance. Yes. Likewise, the Spirit who helps us in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we ought to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered or understood. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that what? All things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. Oh. Hope. Remember, hope is faith in the future. So we don't live from the past, we live from the future. Why? Because we're standing on breakthrough. Hope, future, faith. While standing on breakthrough, everything is available for me and you. And while we're standing on breakthrough, everything still comes. Sometimes things are breaking through that you don't even see or know yet, that it's coming to a completion. A fulfillment. While you're working on one, God's doing the other. I'm going to close it. Ephesians. Amen. Hallelujah. Remember, there's a start, there's a stand, and there's a complete. Always, but we're always standing on breakthrough. Always. We live a life of standing on breakthrough if we're right in position with God. Ephesians 3, verse 14, and we're going to close here. Simple breakthrough. Ephesians 3:14. Everybody there? Hallelujah. For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with the might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever and ever. He's able to do far above all we could ever ask or think, as long as we maintain the position standing on breakthrough. It must be understood. Remember, as a man thinks, so he is. As a man thinks, that's why the Bible tells us that we must renew our thoughts. We must renew our mind with the mind of Christ. That's why it's important we constantly feed ourselves with the Word of God. Amen? Stay in worship. Forsake not to assemble. Worship, worship, worship. Worship brings God's presence. God's presence brings everything. Amen? Father, we thank you for your Word. We are honored and blessed. We ask that the seed that's been imparted today would grow and bear fruit for your glory, and that you would bring us revelation in the area of whether we're standing on breakthrough or we've fallen from breakthrough. So help us and guide us in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.